This is my take on Monday Night Raw, night two of the WWE draft. So enjoy. Welcome to March and Witch here. I'm only gonna do this episode about things I liked about Monday Night Raw. So I like the promo with Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre for the upcoming match at Hell in a Cell. I thought that was good. They got their point across. Basically, they had a brawl. And then they went to commercial. And then they came back. And basically, Owens and Aleister Black had a match. It was a no DQ match. Basically, Owens defeated Aleister Black. So that was good. But Aleister is over on SmackDown now. As of last night, he's on SmackDown. So you will be seeing Aleister Black on SmackDown. And you will be seeing Kevin Owens on SmackDown too, as well, I think. And then basically, The Miz and John Morrison had Miz TV with the special guest Mandy Rose and Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke, but that was cut short because Lana and Natalya came out and got in Dana Brooke's face and Mandy Rose's face as well. And then after the ladies were done drawing and they went to commercial, the ladies were gone and more Miz said, "I have another guest, and it's John Morrison." So he introduced John Morrison, but before they can talk about what they were gonna talk about, Lars Sullivan came back. Basically, Miz ran away and left John Morrison to get the wrath of Lars Sullivan. I don't know about you. I liked the segment with Lars Sullivan, but I know Lars Sullivan has controversy. I don't like him for that, but I like him because he's a good monster. But as far as his outside of the ring expertise or activities, I don't like Lars Sullivan for that reason. But I liked what they did with Lars Sullivan last night. Again, I'm not gonna go through every draft or every name in the draft because it's in my show notes. So if you wanna know everybody like I drafted last night, look in my show notes. And so that's that. Okay. Then Jeff Hardy, actually, Seth Rollins was giving his farewell speech, but he was interrupted. Because as you know, Seth is going to SmackDown and Jeff Hardy is coming to Raw. So basically, they were doing a segment with Jeff saying hello to the Raw brand and Seth saying goodbye. But as Seth was saying goodbye to the fans, well, goodbye in his own little way, Jeff came out, and basically was like, this is my place now. So because Seth said, "You don't need to be here," Jeff Hardy. But Jeff goes, "Yeah, I do because I'm on the show now." So basically, AJ Styles came out, and as Seth was going up the ramp, AJ Styles said something to Seth, and then Seth was gonna walk away, but then he didn't, and got in a fight with AJ outside of the ring, but Jeff Hardy was like, "You guys want a match? You guys want a last, Seth, you want a final match on Raw?" And they both agreed, I guess, so they had a match, and hold on. My and then basically AJ Styles won the match. I like that Elias is back. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke had a match because remember earlier they came out and interrupted them on the Miz TV segment. So Natalya and Lana had a match with Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose, and long story short, Lana lost the match for Natalya, but Natalya walked away from Lana, and Natalya is going to SmackDown. And Lana is staying on Raw, and I will tell you now, Lana is gonna face Asuka next week for the Raw title, so that should be that. And then Alexa Bliss came out with the Fiend intact, Andrade and Zelina Vega, because what I forgot to mention was Zelina Vega was at commentary for Angel Garza versus Andrade Almas. And on commentary, Zelina's like, "I think Alexa Bliss has too much going on with the Fiend. I don't care about Alexa Bliss and who she, what has she done." And then lo and behold, the Fiend and Alexa Bliss came out, or if in this case, Sister Elizabeth came out and attacked Zelina Vega and Andrade. So, what do you guys think about that? Let me know. If you don't want to let me know, that's fine. But make sure you subscribe and listen to this podcast. I will try to put up more episodes about wrestling when they happen. It might be the day after the event. But I will try to put more wrestling contact, and I may throw in a little bonus episode. Like yesterday, I put up an episode about the Jets, why did they lose on Sunday, and so check that out. But we're gonna go back to this episode of Raw. And then, they had a tag team title swap with the New Day and Street Profits, because New Day was the tag team champions at SmackDown, but being that the New Day got moved to Raw, they had to swap with the Street Profits because the Street Profits are not going to SmackDown. So Ziggler and Rude interrupted them after the swap and said, "We want the Raw Tag Team Champions." And so the New Day and Ziggler and Robert Roode had a match. That was pretty good. I like Xavier Woods, and I like Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, but long story short, the New Day won, and Robert Roode and Ziggler are now SmackDown superstars. I know I told you I wouldn't do the whole thing, but as I'm going through this, I realize I am, so bear with me. I had a long day. So here we go. And then Alexandra, Ricochet defeated Alexandra by disqualification because the Hurt Business knocked into the ref by accident, so they decided to attempt to use a chair to hit Ricochet, but Ricochet realized it and then played it off like they hit that the Hurt Business used the chair, so basically Ricochet won the match because they thought Cedric used the chair on Ricochet, and that's how that happened. Sorry about that. And I wish I had podcast equipment. This would be a lot easier, but I don't. So I have to do it from a webcam, so it's a little difficult to do podcasts just on your webcam and trying to look up information and do all that happy push poop, so to speak. But I try to keep it entertaining for you guys. Thank you to all my listeners and subscribers. Please listen and help this podcast grow. Tell your friends who like wrestling or football. And make this podcast grow. I'm trying my best to give you guys good content. And so on and so forth. And then they had the Battle Royal with the Raw Super or the Raw Women Superstars and the SmackDown Superstars to see who would compete against Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. I already said it was Lana. Yeah, so that happened. And of course the main event was the Battle Royal was crazy because Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre came out in the middle of it, and basically at the Orton street fight while the security guard Adam Pearce and Jimmy Noble were trying to separate Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. So that's how it went off the air. Tell me what you guys thought of Monday Night Raw this week. I know this podcast, this episode may not be the best one that I've done, but I tried to remember everything, but with the draft and everything else, and I'm tired, so that's it. And you people have a good day, and thank you for subscribing, downloading, listening to Marks and Wicked, and I will see you on the flip side. Don't forget, you also can contribute to the show. It would be really appreciated. Thank you. Bye. Got that show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast, on Twitter. And that's our show. Have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.